Kira Bose, today we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Mem, and we're here at the Mishnah, about 7-8 lines down, on Daf Mem itself. And again, if you remember a couple, we've been talking about in the last week or so, we've mentioned that sometimes, right, a person will have some sort of produce, some sort of item, whether he bought it or he was given as a pikadon or whatever, he's a shomer on the item, let's say the produce, the wine, the oil, the grains, whatever it is, right, will lose value because it will depreciate, it will simply disappear, it will get eaten up, it will get absorbed into the walls, right? I'm going to talk about a bunch of those scenarios today, and talking about exactly how much a person would be expected to either give back or have to pay back, etc., etc. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about right now. We're going to get to another Mishnah, and that's, we're going to continue with that topic. So the Mishnah says like this: Hamafkid peros elzo chavera hareze yotzi lo chazrono. So if a person gives, that's a pikadon, if he leaves his peros, some sort of produce by his friend, so the shomer can take out the chazronos, the expected depreciation, because that doesn't go down in value, but I guess the expected loss, right, for the item. So the Gemara, the Mishnah just lists off different items. L'chitim ulo orez, for wheat, and Machlokas Rashi tells us what orez is, but let's just say orez, like the vernacular in Hebrew, right, is rice. So tisha chatzai kabin lakor, 9 chatzai kavs, 9 half kavs, meaning 4.5 kavs, right, for each core. That's just to do the quick math, right? A core is 180 kav, right? So then 4.5 to 180, right, is 2.5%, right? So 140. Okay. The sorin or the dochan, let's say for barley, and let's say dochan is either millet, right? Okay. So either way, tisha kav in lakor, that's 9 per core. All right. So that's already 5%, right? That's 9 out of 180, that's 1 in 20, right? That's 5%. And then the Kusman of the Zera Pishtan, and then for spelt and flax, so then Shalosh Sain Lakor, that's 3 Sa'a for a core. So now we're switching to Sa'a. Sa'a is there's 30 Sa'a in a core. That's 10%, right? 3 Sa'a. If it's 30 Sa'a in a core, so that's 3 out of 30, right? So that's easy. That's quick math. That's 10%. So then the Mishnah just clarifies that akolafi mida, akolafi isman, right? Everything depends on, right, circumstance, right? Time, place, etc. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, "Uchima ichmaslan la'achbarin." Well, 1 second. What do the mice know? Meaning, you're doing per core. Like, what do you mean per core? The mice don't do any calculations before they go in to eat produce. Below oklos ben ma'amar ben minakema, right? If you have 100 mice, they're going to eat 100, I don't know, grains or whatever, 100 mice portions, regardless of how much produce there is. All you do is you take off for one core. Even if you have 1,000 core, all you do, you take off the percentage of one core. Again, because mice don't know that there was a million core here. They just know how much they need to eat and whatever. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Maisa mida meruba." So then, eno motzi lo chazronos b'nei shemosiros. And if there's a lot of stuff, if you really give them a lot of produce, so then you don't take anything out at all, because there's mosiros. Because the when you have that much, it actually gets bigger. And the Gemara will have to explain what exactly is going on over here. So the Gemara, first of all, the Gemara just clarifies a couple of things. Or is tuva chaser, right? 1 second, hold on. Rice goes down a lot more, right, than 2.5%. So Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, but or is kolav shano, right? We're talking about peeled rice, which apparently does not depreciate or decrease, I guess, as much as the unpeeled version. Okay, lagusman lazer pishtan shalosh in the core. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chia, Zera Pishtan Begvulin Shanu. We're talking about this Pishtan that was Begivolin, not Gvulin. Gvulin is the outside of the city. Begivolin means it's still in the husk, still in the plant. Tanya Mihachi also learned in the Braisa, Lakusman, Zera Pishtan Begivolin. Okay, Loris Jaino Kolov, and again we're talking about unpeeled rice. Right, again, all that stuff, shloshes in the core, right, that's already 3 right, per each core. Okay, hakolafi amida, everything is according to the, you know, whatever valuation, whatever amount. Right, tana, we learned in the Braisa, the kol, kain l'chol kor v'kor, v'chain l'chol shana v'shana, you do that calculation for every core that you have, and also per year, meaning that per year that there was there, That multiplied by however many years, etc. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, mice don't care, it doesn't matter, so you only deduct based on one core, and not, throughout the entire amount of produce that you gave him. Tanya v'la d'rabbi, so I'm lo Rabbi Yochanan, again, so they said Rabbi Yochanan, harbe ovdos man, harbe mesparzos man. One second, there's much more than just mice. Right, there's also mice. There's a lot of it ovdos. A lot of it is lost, meaning the produce spoils. And his pasuras also, and also gets scattered around. Let's say there's sort of wind. There's some sort of natural disaster, whatever it is. Right, it's not only mice. So that's why they disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, in a Hanami, you could be right, Rabbi Yochanan, that the mice don't know how much stuff there is, but there's other factors here. Tanya v'la d'rabbi, so b'med dvarim amurim she'irvam im perosav. The Brisa says that this whole discussion of how much you take off, right, how much you miscalculate or whatever, that's only if you mixed it with your own stuff. Meaning the shomer has a silo, right? A guy drops off, a truckload of produce, and he chucks it into the silo with the same produce, right? He has wheat, you have wheat, and he just stores it in the same place. But if he said, put it in the corner, and he didn't dump it with his own stuff, he just put it in the corner of his house, so amar lo, reishal chalav anecho, right? All you got to do is just give him back whatever's still in the corner, right? You don't have to do any calculation whatsoever. So Gemara says, but one second, who cares if he mixed it up with his own stuff? Let's say the day kama havian. Why don't you just see how much he had? Right? If you had if the shomer had five core and the other guy dropped off one core, so give him 1/6 of whatever's left. So forget all the cheshbonos. So Kmar says, but mistabik meham, you're right. In the chanami, the guy was taking, from the produce while it was there. Okay, let's see kami stopek. So let's just see how much he took. Right, so the Gemara says, no, d'lo yodei kami mistapek. So he doesn't know. Okay, so that's why you have to come right to the evaluations. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mahisa, right, again, Rabbi Yehuda says if there's a lot, right, so you don't take anything out at all. So the Gemara says, first of all, kama mida meruba. Before you understand why that's true, how much is a lot? Because I'm Rabbi Bar Bachan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Asara korin, that's 10 kor. Tanina mihachi, kala midem rudva, asara korin. Okay, so 10 kor, right, is the number we're talking about over here. Tani kamei de Rav Nachman, pamed varim amurim, right, b'shem medadeid, or shem modad lo mitoch grono. Again, that's only, right, when we're talking about the shomer is going to do all these calculations and stuff, these cheshbonos, right, if he measured it out, right, from his own, let's say silo, but hichzer lo b'toch grono, and then also he also returned it back to the granary or the silo, etc. Avalot moder lo b'toch grono v'hichzer lo b'toch beso. But if the guy deposited all the produce in the goren, right, in the threshing floor, in the silo, the granary, whatever, and then he gave him back from his house, so then inu yotzli lo chesronos b'mdei shemosiros. In that case, right, you don't take out any of the cheshbonos, you don't take any of the chesronos, because the measurements that a person used, apparently there were different types of cores and different types of measurements when you had in the house, different measuring spoons or whatever, so that would be a smaller amount, so therefore that's the difference in the measurement, and therefore you wouldn't take out any anything for depreciation or whatever. Amar leih, Rav Nachman said back to him, b'shuftani askinan, what are we dealing with, idiots? What do you mean? You tell me that the guy drops off, right, 6 big barrels of produce, and when he takes it back in small jugs, like why would he do that? Like, what do you mean he's giving back different measure? What does that mean, he's giving back different measurements? So Kumar says, so Dilma be Mosa Goren Karmata. Maybe you meant not that he took it from the Goren and he took it from the house, right, that back and forth. Maybe you meant in the Yemosa Goren, meaning during the times, in the season, where stuff put, meaning at the end of the summer, when everything is, gathered and reaped in, and everything is dry, and you store it for the winter, and therefore what we mean is as follows. When do we say we do these calculations, these cheshbonos, to take away from the produce? When you measure it out in the days of the, when you're putting it into the goren in the summer, you gave it back to them at the same time. But if you gave it to you in the summer, right, and then you gave it back in the winter, in that case, right, you don't take out, right, any of those calculations, because mosiros, because it becomes bigger, right, it absorbs rain or moisture or whatever it is, right, and the grain gets to becomes literally swells up and becomes bigger, so therefore you don't have to take out And in the Chasronos, that even if the mice ate the stuff. If that's true, Livka Kada. What do you mean? If you're telling me he dropped off, let's say, six barrels, like, I don't know, the number I picked randomly. If you dropped off six barrels, six core, right, and now you're telling me the core is getting bigger, so that the barrel's going to explode. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Havu, the Paka Kada. Sure enough, it happened. Right? It's Enochanami. So Gemara says, Yibarisema. Or you could say, Mishum Itzisa. Because maybe if the grain is packed together really tight, so then it's not actually going to absorb and it's not going to explode. Okay, fine. Yotzi lo Shtus, the Yayin. What about wine? So you take off Shtus. Shtus is a sixth. Abiyuda Omer Chomesh, right, a fifth. Again, as Pashas says, because as Rashi says, the wine is absorbed into the barrels, and that's obviously something we have nowadays as well. Most probably prevalent is in Scotch, right? Always talk about you buy a Scotch, right? Always talks about aged in oak casks or something, and there's some sort of flavor exchange between the wine and the oak and whatever it is, right? That's what. Anyways, long story short, that's not something that's totally ancient, but there is, you know, absorption of wine, right, for 1/6 according to Tanakama, 1/5 according to Rabbi Huda. What about oil? So Yotzilo Shloshalugin Shemen Lameya, 3/100, right, for oil, right, Logu Mechza Shmarin, and Logu Mechza Bela, right, 1.5 for the sediment, apparently some sort of sediment, I don't know, then in oil, and then, I'm not familiar with sediment and wine, okay, sediment and oil as well, and also oil that was absorbed into the barrel. And that's, you know, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, that comes to 3. Right, Imhaya Shemin Mezukak, if it was perfect, right, pure oil, so then Shemin Zayzach, so then in the Shmarim, and then you don't take out the 1.5 for the sediment, right, because there is none. Imhaya Kankani Yishanim, and similarly, if you had old barrels and old jugs, in the Yotze Lobella, then you don't take out the 1.5. Right, for the absorption. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-mocha shemen mezukek l'chavero kol yom ha-sashana. Right, so, ha-reiz de-mekabal lov lovu mechza shmarim l'meya. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is also shayach, right, if you're buying and selling, that if a guy says he's taking 100 barrels throughout the entire year, well, I guess we'll see that. Yeah, so he's taking 100 barrels, let's say, throughout the entire year. So he accepts upon himself to only take, right, 98.5, right, 1.5 shmarim, 1.5 for sediment, right, out of the 100. The Gemara's going to have to explain, obviously, because if you have, again, we're talking about shemen mezukak, right, shemen zaitzach, right, the best type of oil. You just got through telling me a second ago that there is no sediment, right, there's no shmarim, right, in this type of purified oil. So why in the world, Rabbi Yehuda, say he can accept upon himself less? Okay, so Gemara will talk about that on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara of a low pligi. What are we talking about? So if you remember, right, the first thing we said in the Mishnah was 1/6 and 1/5. How much do you take out from wine? So this, Gemara says, not a machlokas. Marki asrei, even marki asrei, right? Just depends on the minug hamakom, right? So 1/6 by Tanakama and 1/5, right, by Rabbi Yehuda. Basrei demara in by Tanakama chafu bekira. Right, they had kind of laid the inside of the barrels with wax. They didn't absorb too much, therefore it was 1/6. And so, and sure enough, Rabbi Yehuda, right, they lined the barrels with pitch, right, so therefore it absorbed a lot more. Okay, Ibo Yisem, another way to understand, Mishim Gar Gishta, it depends on the type of clay, the type of barrels they had. Right, Ha Maitzi Tvei, Ha Lo Maitzi Tvei, right, again, depending on, right, which one absorbed more, right, it's either 1/6 or 1/5. Basid Rav Yehuda, Ramu Arbaim Etimni, Kuzi, Bedana. Now, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rav Yehuda, just so you should be aware. Okay, that's an Amora versus a Tana, but okay. Either way, Ramu Arbaim Etimni, Kuzi, Bedana, they would have 48 kuz. You can stay with me with the math over here. There's a lot of math. 48 kuz. Kuz was a measurement. So you could get 48 kuz into a dana, into a barrel. And I said, dana b'shisa zuze. And you can buy a barrel for 6 zuz. Good. So the, how much are you getting? A barrel sold for 6 zuz. So that's 8, what is it? 8 kuz per zuz. If that's not confusing enough, right? Again, 48 divided by 6 is 8. Yeah? So you had 8 per 1. Right, that's the ratio over there. So also, so Paris Rav Yehuda and Shiza Bezuza. And Rav Yehuda, right, who was running this operation, right, he would sell, right, for 6 kuz per zuz. Meaning he would not sell it at 8, but he would sell it at 6. Right, and obviously that would help him, right, he would make 8 zuz, right, on the barrel, right, because, again, if it's, okay, with the math, right, it's, he would pay. Yeah, the math correct? Meaning he would pay 6 zuz for 48, right? And he would sell 6 times 6 is 36. He got 12 left over, so then he would make, right, 2 zuz, right? Because he would sell it for 6 apiece, Right, so he would make, he would make two extra zuz than what he paid for. So that's eight. Good. Okay. So dal. So the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara actually does that calculation, even though I did that, for you in a second, a minute ago. Right. So the Gemara actually has different calculations than I did, but I just kind of did the quick math based on what we had there. But says the Gemara, top of minimum base. So it says dal tlusin v'shisa, right? Take out 36 for the six. Again, that's what we said, right? It's 36 kuz, right? The first six kuz. Again, if he sold it at six kuz each, so then it's 36 kuz. So pashul leitresar. So he's got 12 kuz left, right, to sell. But dal timnia shtuse. But take out a what do we say? We take out a sixth, right, for the absorption, right? Because that's therefore that's what's a sixth of 48. That's another eight. So take away another eight kuz for the wine that's absorbed into the barrel. And pashul leitresar. Therefore, he's only left, right, with four. Right, with four kuz of the wine, actually. So actually, he would only sell 1/12, right, of the wine, right, that he would only be able to sell that and make a profit on it. Meaning he would only be able to sell four kuz, right, four out of 48, right? One is one out of 12. So Avamar, the Gemara says, one second, Avamar Shmuel, Hamishtaka, Alishtaka, Yosel, Shtos. One second, Shmuel says, if you're selling stuff that, common things in the marketplace, you can only charge more than a sixth. You can only make parnasa or make profit on a sixth. So why did Rabbi Yehuda not charge more? Right, Partosa says over here, Pashas, he could have found people to buy it. So why did he limit himself? Right, this is his parnasa, his profit. So Gemara says, Ika gofa yishmaria, because you have the barrel and the sediment, which Rabbi Yehuda also kept it, and that was also part of the profit because he had bought the barrel, but then he kept the barrel afterwards and the sediment as well. Right, so he was able to kind of sell that or use that or whatever. So Gemara says, Yehachi nafishle tfemishto. So the Gemara says, well, that's more than a sixth. Gemara says, Ika tirchei v'dme barzenaiso. So he says, Gemara just simply answers, yeah, he was that parnasa he made, that profit he made based on his tircha, based on his efforts, his work, right? You're allowed to, store owner charges for work, right? And also, Demei Bar Zanaisa, right? Rashi has two days over here, right? Either it's the guy who would pop open the barrel, put a spigot, right? Kind of make sure it was easy to, I'm just trying to find the Rashi over here, one second. That's actually the second lashon, right? That was to pop open the chavis. And the first lashon is actually the guy would go around the macharis to announce, but what we call nowadays advertising, right? You have to pay an advertiser, so that would be that as well. Okay, so he wouldn't get more than 1/6. Fine. Im hayashem mezuka again, yotzei lo shmarim again. If it's pure oil, shemen zayit zach katit lamaor, well, those ner tamid. So anyway, you wouldn't take out anything for the Shmarim. The Gemara says, "V'ha'yef shadilo bala." But one second, really, that's the question on the second part, right? We said if the barrel was old, if the jug was old, you don't take anything for the oil that was absorbed into the barrel. The Gemara says, "It's impossible, though, that something is going to get absorbed." So Amar of Nachman, bimizufafin shanu. Right? Again, we put pitch on the jugs or the barrels, so again, it's not going to absorb anything. Amar Abaye says, "If you look at shalom mizufafin, you don't need to say that. Kemish atonton, right? You could say that it just simply is old, so therefore, once it has its fill of oil, right, there's no more room for it to absorb anymore." Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afamocho Shem and Mizuka Chaveru, right? Calling Mazushana, right? And the last thing we said in the Mishnah, Harizim Makabal Love Logo Mechzeh Shmar Lamea, right? And we said that if you sell, right, 100 log, the guy assumes that he's only getting 98.5. So Amar Abaye says, Keshatim Salomar Ladivre Rabbi Yehuda Mutter La'arev Shmonim, Ladivre Chachamim Ozer La'arev Shmonim. It must be, again, we had a Machokas, right? The Chachamim, right, don't agree to that, right? The Chachamim say if you're getting 100, you can also take 100. You get all of it. If it's proper shemen mezukak, pure oil. So Abaye says, what comes out from this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to mix in shmarim, right? Even if they're on the bottom of the barrel, because we can assume that you're going to lose, 1.5 per 100. The Chum say you're not allowed to. The Dibra Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mutter Lai Shmarim, Vainu Taim of the Mekabal. Right, that's the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the reason why the guy is going to expect to get 98.5 out of 100. Right, Damar Leik, he said to him, Iboila Ruchelach, Milo Archelach. Right, we assume that the guy's not actually going to do that, but he's just going to say, I could have done that, so therefore, Hashanami Kabil, right, you should accept, just like if I could have, I'm allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm allowed to mix it back in, so therefore, right, if I would have mixed it back in, you only would have gotten 98.5, so too right now, right, just accept the 98.5, right, pure oil as is, and I won't go through the whole, right, I won't give you the sediment. That's right, out of the 100. I the lemalei yirafta le havim zavinli. One second, the guy could say, but meaning the Gemara asks, one second, the guy who's buying the stuff, right, would say that if you would have mixed the sediment in, you would have been able to sell it. Hashtamay avidle, right? Because not you, what can I do with that, right? The hulu lo mizavinli, right? I can't sell it by itself, meaning, again, the case over here is that the guy's getting oil throughout the year. So, meaning, there's no oil, right, to mix this in the sediment. I mean, if you're telling me that he would have gotten, let's say, out of 100 pieces, right, he would have gotten, let's say, it's a one barrel a pop, right? He's getting 100 barrels throughout the year, so he's getting one barrel a pop. Now, you're telling me, what do you mean? If I mix it in together, you're going to give me the last barrel and a half full of sediment? Right? I can't do anything with that, right? If you would have mixed it, right, I could have done something with that, right? And but now that you're giving me, right, pure oil, right, it was the Shema Mezukach. Now the one and a half at the end, right, is just sediment. So what am I supposed to do with that? So Gemara says, but Baal Bais Askinan Denichale Betzila. So we're talking about, again, the case is the guy who's buying is a Baal Abas. Right, a guy, not a businessman, but a balabas, a guy who runs his own home. Right, he's happy to have a betzila, the less the pure, right, oil, a little bit less, and because he's not reselling it, so therefore it has nothing to do with, right, he can't claim that because he's not reselling it. It doesn't matter. So he's just happy to have, right, the pure oil, so he doesn't have to deal with the sediment. So Gemara says, "V'le malei midelo arvizle achuli achlesle." Okay, but maybe you could say that he was mochel, right? That if you didn't mix it, right, again, you could have mixed it, but you didn't. So maybe you were mochel. So Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei delesle mechila. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person, right, is not going to be mochel unless, you know, obviously you can do that if you want, right? You could say it, you could get it in writing, but if we don't just assume that a person is mochel. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, mochel is a tzemer, it's a tzemet, I'm sorry, not tzemer. Tzemet is a yoke, right? Is the top of the thing that kind of connects to oxen as they're working a field. So if you just sell them the tzemet, if you just sell them the yoke, lo mochel is a bucker. We don't assume that you're also selling, right, the oxen with it, right? Mokolo is a bucker, lo mokolo is a tzemet. Similarly, right, we don't assume that if you buy a pair of oxen that it comes with a yoke. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, hadami modim, that the price, right, you can tell me what exactly, right, you're buying. Ketzet, how so? Amar lo, mokolo tzemitcha b'matayim zuz. Like I said, give me a yoke for 200 zuz. Not everybody, right, nobody pays 200 zuz for a yoke. Whatever you do, a shein atzemet b'matayim zuz. Everybody knows that you don't, a yoke is, I don't know, 50 zuz, not 200. So it must be he's also including oxen, meaning that we don't assume that he's just being mochel. That's what we're trying to prove over here, right? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of mechila. He doesn't assume that the guy's like, oh, I'll just give you 200 zuz for it. No, he means that what he must be saying is that he's giving me 200 zuz, right, for the yoke and the oxen. The chamim say, no, ain't adam araya. You can't use the prices as a proof. And therefore, right, we assume that perhaps it would be mochel and it's some sort of gift or whatever, etc. I mean, that's why he's paying 200 for it, and that's why, but you would pay, for 100, etc., etc. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say, right, again, that's why the Chachamim are not concerned with the Mechila, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Dafka, he was mochel. Meaning you can't. Sorry, no. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't claim, right, that maybe he was mochel. Okay. The Divrei Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, "Osir la'ariv shmarim." Meaning that. Okay. So that was Rabbi Yehuda that says you're allowed to mix up all the shmarim with the oil, right? And therefore, right, he has to accept 98 and a half out of 100. The Koran Chachamim, though, osir la'ariv shmarim. You're not allowed to do that. V'hainu taima. And this is the reason, right? The lo makabel, and he's not accepting upon himself, right, to get 98 and a half out of 100. Damalek, he could say to him, Iboile Ruve, me have a show you the chop. Because the seller could say, you wouldn't be allowed to mix up the sediment with the oil, and therefore, Hashanami lo makabel, I'm not accepting, right, any less than 100 pure, barrels or whatever, of oil. Amalei Rav Papa l'Abaye, Adarabba. Rav Papa says to Abaye, that was very nice, but I think the opposite is true. And from the Rabbi Yehuda's and the Chachamim Shita, right, you can learn actually the reverse. Now, the Divrei Chachamim mutar la'ariv shmarim. According to the Chachamim, it's mutar to mix, right, the sediment into the oil. V'hainu tam midlo makabel. Aye, so therefore, why doesn't he get 98 and a half out of 100? Right, because the Chachamim do hold of mechila, and therefore, it must be, since he didn't mix it together, right, he was mochel, and therefore, he has to get all 100 jugs, all 100 barrels. V'dir Rabbi Yehuda, osur la'ariv shmarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to mix. V'hainu tam midlo makabel. And the reason, aye, so therefore, why does he get 98 and a half out of 100? The Amar Leg, he said to him, boy le ruve, lo shar le ruve lach. Right? If you wanted to mix it together, the sediment and the oil, you weren't allowed to. So therefore, kabuli lo makablis. Right? Now you won't accept anything less. Right? Zavin vizavin tagri ikri. What do you mean? You're telling me that I'm not allowed to mix the sediment, so I'm going to buy 100. I mean, the guy who's selling the stuff, he says, I'm going to buy 100 barrels and I'm going to sell 100 barrels, right, for the same price. That doesn't make any sense. I have to make some money somewhere, right? So I'm not an idiot. So just someone who sells and buys and sells, or is it called a seller? Is it called a merchant? No, that's it's called him an idiot. Right? So I have to take off. I mean, I'm taking off my profit. 1.5 barrels out of 100. That's that's my share, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say to him. Okay, because otherwise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Again, he could just mix in the sediment, and that way he would get his take his share that way. Okay, Tanu Vilan Rabbi Yisa Echad Alukeach Echad Amafkid Lefkatim. That a buyer and a mafkid, someone who gives over a pikadon, is the same lipkatim. What is pikatim? So the Gemara says immediately my lipkatim, but that's not what it's asking. It's asking what halacha is by pikatim. Pikatim is like the stuff that's kind of skims to the top, right, of the oil. Archgold translates it as scum. I don't know what that means, but okay. The stuff that, let's just use scum, right? The top of the oil that kind of rises to the top that you take off. Yeah, you take off like a ladle or something like that. So my lip cut them. What halacha are we talking about over here? If you tell me that just like the buyer is not getting this pikatim when he buys oil, so too the guy, if you give a pikadon, if you give a barrel of oil to a shomer or to some guy to watch, he doesn't have to take it back, right, when the shomer gives it back to him. What does that mean? What in the world is the shomer supposed to do with this scum? What, he's going to scum it off and then he has to give him of his own oil to make sure it's a full barrel? Let's say he gives him a barrel, and 6 months later he comes back, and sure enough, there's scum on top of the barrel. You tell me that the shomer has to take off the scum, has to skim off the scum, and then put real pure oil back into the barrel of his own oil? That doesn't make any sense. So Ella, rather, must be, it must be that just like a mafkids, a guy who gives him a barrel of oil, right, to a shomer and gets it back, obviously it must be he has to get it back as is, right? There's no way the shomer actually has to replace the scum at the top. So to a lokech, sometimes to a guy who buys a barrel of oil also has to accept that, right? And even though that he wanted a full barrel of oil, he still has the scum. He has to accept the scum on the top. So Gemara says, "Mim mekabel lokech pekatim." Is that really true? V'atanya, we don't say that there's a cloudy oil, meaning when someone has shemen achur, if it's dirty oil, cloudy oil, right, that's only for the seller. Because after all, right, the guy who's buying, right, gets 98.5 out of 100. So the rest of it, right, has to be, right, the 98.5 has to be below cotton. That has to be pure, right? Again, if he's taking off, right, if he's paying for 100 and he's only getting 98.5, he has to assume that the 98.5 he's getting is actual oil. So I thought you're telling me over here that the price says that he has to accept the pekatim at the top. Why says lokasha hadiyada vlezudi betishrei v'kashaka mine b'nisan? So that the case where the guy has to accept the pekatim is where he bought the oil in Tishrei, right? And that apparently is right after, right, you kind of process the oil, and it's still a little bit achur, still a little bit cloudy, still a little bit dirty. And then he takes the oil in Nisan, and he receives the oil. I'm sorry, Tishrei is when that is, and then he takes it right after the winter. He takes it in Nisan, and he meets the Tishrei according to the price that he paid in Tishrei. So since that oil is not pure, it's still cloudy, it's still dirty. So then, right, he has to keep, he has to accept that type of the scum and the top of the sediment goes to the bottom, but the top of it, right, with it. But if he takes it right away, if he pays in Nisan, if he takes the whole thing and buys it and takes it in Nisan, so that's by then, right, by the winter is over, right, the oil has been refined and whatever, so then, right, we assume that there is no scum related to the price. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah. We'll go by Dan Haligashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.